Alman Adler. Going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the plans to put in a motion picture theater were forwarded yesterday when Lum made arrangements with Dick Huddleston to rent a building for their new enterprise. The building was formerly a cotton warehouse. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Yeah, well, that'll be fine, Eugene. Yeah. All right, it's a deal.
Deal, everything's a deal.
Well, we'd like for you to get started right today if you can. Well, good.
How are you about it?
All right, fine, Eugene.
Yeah.
Goodbye. All right, Granny's Abner, we're moving right along now.
Ah.
The wheels of progress is in motion.
The wheels are in motion?
Yeah, they're moving. Eugene Blevin said he'd get a couple of other carpenters and go right to work on the old cotton warehouse putting in the slanting floor.
Yeah, now, Lum, there's just one thing I'd love for you to tell me. Whereabouts are we going to get the money to pay for all this carpenter work?
Well, we got to get it different places.
Different places?
More than likely, we'll have to mortgage a store, I'm afraid.
Mortgage a store?
Well, just temporary.
Now,
just
listen,
the money
Mom,
starts coming in from the picture show business.
I was willing to put up my $40 to rent the warehouse, but I don't believe we ought to risk losing a store on this big picture show idea.
We're going to do it, Abner.
No, sir.
Can't start a picture show for $40.
I don't care. That's all I'm putting in it.
Well, anytime you start up a big business, you got to put up a capital invest. And that's about the only way I know of to get a capital invest to put up.
No.
And don't forget this. We're going to clean up big money on this picture show. You just wait and see.
Well, I still think, Olam, we ought to sort of talk this thing over some more now before we start in mortgaging the store and everything else that we got.
No, now, Abner, we can pay the mortgage back. Granny's, with all the money we'll make out of the picture show, we'll have that paid off in no time at all.
No, don't want to do it.
Gotta get this thing started quick as we can.
No mortgage.
Don't you realize that we're losing money every day by not having the moving picture theater open?
Losing money?
Why, sure.
Huh?
If we do the kind of business we ought to, we're losing at least $25 a day till we get the thing opened up.
For the land's sake. Are you sure about that, Lon?
Of course I am. I done figured it out.
Well, we better hurry and get it opened up then. We'll have every cent of money we own lost before we ever get started.
Well, that ain't the money we're losing, though.
That's the only money we've got, Lon. That money in the cash drawer and what little mean you've got in that joint of bank account in there at the county seat. You done used up my $40 cash, so it'll just have to come out of the bank or the cash drawer won't.
Well, what I mean, Abner, is we're losing money every day, all right, but, well, we're losing it and we ain't losing it.
Well, quit.
Well, we ain't losing none of the money that we've got there in the bank or in the cash drawer.
That's all I've got.
But it's costing us $25 a day till we get opened up. That's profit that we ain't making by not being open.
It's still costing us that, though, huh?
Yeah, that's that.
Well, who are we going to pay that to?
Pay what to?
That $25 a day that is costing us.
Well, nobody in particular.
Squire Skimp?
No.
I'll bound you that Squire's mixed up in it somewhere. You said you wasn't going to deal with him, Lord.
Squire ain't got a thing to do with it. We'll lose it, but we won't never have to pay it, of course.
We won't?
Of course not.
Well, that's all right. Well, me, I don't care how much we lose, we don't have to pay it. Go ahead, lose 50 if you want to. 100, 200,
That's about right, $25.
Lose all you want.
The thing to do is for us to get started quick as we can, though. We don't want to lose no more than we have to.
Well, what difference does it make? As long as they ain't going to try to collect it. Surely that must be some new kind of figuring. I never heard of that before. Running up debts you don't have to pay.
There ain't no debts we're running up.
Well, whatever it is, sounds like a good idea, Mom. Only I just wish the government could figure out the taxes on that same basis.
Well, they can't very well do that, so you might just as well get that idea out of your mind right here and now.
I wish they could. That'd save us folks a heap of money around here.
Mm-hmm. Good, all right.
Oh, yeah,
but
a good idea.
Opening up this picture show will save the folks here in Pine Ridge a little money, too.
It will?
Well, sure. All as before, they had to drive clean to the county seat to see a show. But having one right here in town, we save from driving that 22 miles. That'll save the price of admission on gasoline.
Well, will they save that much, sure, huh?
Well, sure. Easy that much. Take more than a quarter's worth of gasoline for that trip.
So, as I bound you, old Ulysses S. Quincy will be proud to hear that.
Well, he ain't got no car.
I know he ain't long, but he's got that gasoline engine over there that he saws wood with all the time.
Well, he couldn't drive that thing to the county seat.
Why, of course not. Couldn't drive it no place. Couldn't even drive it around that unpainted barn of his. And, well, fact is, it ain't got no wheels on tall. Couldn't drive it no place. It's no driving. No.
Well, how's he going to save anything on gasoline, then?
Well, he has to buy gasoline for the engine all the time, don't he?
Yeah, but the only way they can save anything is by driving into the county seat.
Oh. Bet they got to drive clean into the county seat before they can save anything, huh?
No, wait a minute now. No, that's right, yeah.
Huh?
It's the ones that don't drive in there that saves on gasoline.
Well, I'll just tell you, Lissy, that he can quit going in there then. Start trading over at Mount Ida.
Well, it's as far over to Mount Ida as it is over to the county seat.
Yeah, but does it work on Mount Ida, too?
Well, sure. It works on any place.
Now, when did they start that?
They never started it. It's just something that's always went on.
Dokie, that's cuter. I never heard of it before. Maybe they just started that around Pine Ridge here late, Lum. I never heard of it.
No, I mean, it ain't nothing that you start or stop.
Huh?
All I mean is if the folks go to the show out here instead of going to the county seat, they'll save at least a quarter on the gasoline it would have taken them to drive in there.
Well, if we just charge a quarter and they save a quarter, well, then it ain't going to cost them nothing to go to the show, is it?
That's just exactly what I've been trying to tell you. Thank goodness you finally got it through that thick skull of yours.
Yes, well, you're right about that, too, Lum. You see, these things, they ain't so hard to understand once you catch on to them. But you sure you got it straight now?
Am I sure I got it?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute here. I'm the one that's explaining this to you.
No, sir. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, anyway, now that we both understand it, well, I can see we ought to do an awful big business here. Everybody in town will be going to the show if it don't cost them nothing.
Well, of course they will.
Oh, yeah. They'll fill that place every night.
That'll be one of the big talking points in our advertising.
Oh, sure.
Go to the show free for nothing.
Why, sure. Well, that'll get them in. Yes, sir. You don't have to worry about that. Of course, I don't see how we're going to make any money out of it, though. Letting them in free that way.
Letting them in free?
If it don't cost them nothing, that's free, ain't it?
Well, yeah, but here's the idea. I mean, the only ones that'll save anything is the ones that aim to go into the county seat, but never.
Yeah, but now how are we going to tell who aimed to go in there and who never?
Well, it ain't up to us. They'll know whether they aim to go to the county seat or not.
Well, yeah, but they'll catch on to that, Lum. They'll all be coming down there that picture show every night, claiming that they was aiming to go to the county seat. Yes, so we'll let them in free.
Let them in free?
Why, sure. That's exactly what that Grandpappy Spears will do. And I bound you old Charlie Redfield will try it might not every night he can get out of the house. You wait and see.
Well, Abner, you don't understand how this
works. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's a bad thing to start to, Lum. You let one or two fellas in free, you gotta let everybody in free. You might just as well open up the doors of the picture show and just let them all in for nothing to start with. I'm sorry you ever started that, Lum.
Well, now, don't start feeling sorrowful about that, because I ain't started it.
Huh?
There ain't going to be nobody getting that picture show free. I'll see to that myself.
Oh, yes, there is, too.
Oh, no, there
yes,
ain't. There. Now, that's one thing that we ain't going to start.
All right, then. I just won't go in on it with you.
Well, what's your idea of wanting to let folks in for nothing? We can't make no money
if
we're going
to... You said this morning that me and Elizabeth and Mary could get in for nothing every night, and I don't get this.
Oh, for goodness sake, Abner, you drive a body crazy. Get me some mixed up, I don't know where I'm at, even.
Yes, sitting right here in the store.
I know where I'm at.
You never till I told you. You said something.
Abner, if you don't hash up, I'm going to whop you one. I just stood
now,
all
right. Mom, I was only trying to tell you on this picture show, Idy, we can't let
go. Hey, howdy,
Grandpa.
What's all the pigeon-toed fussing about?
Come on in.
Well, I'm proud you come in when you did, Grandpa. Abner was just about to drive me stark raving mad crazy.
All I was trying to do was straighten him out, Grandpa. He's got some culiaritis to where everybody that don't go to either county seat or Mount Idy can get in our picture show for nothing.
Oh, for
that me. Is, if they aim to go, but never, and then can prove it. Then that Lom turns around and says he ain't going to let nobody in for nothing when he told me this morning.
Yeah,
and I
said
it
again, Abner. I don't believe I quite followed you.
Lom, there, claims.
Just hush up, Abner. Forget the whole thing. Act like I never said nothing at all.
Well, to be honest, you never said nothing. Leastways, nothing that made no sense. Especially at Idy, where it's costing us $25 a day now. We don't have to pay it to nobody.
Well, Abner, I tried to explain to you how that works. But trying to get something through that thick head of yours...
Wait a minute. That's all right. I'll get it. I better start handling things
around here. How you two fellas carry on?
Get some brains. Jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, just tolerably, Eugene.
Eugene. Maybe I better talk to him, Abner.
How's that?
They're talking to
$25 a day? Oh, no, you don't. That's too much money.
Money
yes, sir.
That, Abner, $25 a day.
All right, just go to work for that other fella then. We ain't going to pay you no such amount as that. I can tell you that right
wait
now.
Wait a minute, Abner. Them's the only carpenters in town. I wouldn't...
All right, go on.
Don't make you mad, Abner.
All right, goodbye. Don't get settle him right now.
Now you've done it.
Huh?
Made the only carpenter's town mad at us, and now we won't have nobody to build a chauffeur.
Well, Lom, we can't afford no $50 a day.
$50?
Yes, sir.
I thought he just told you $25 a day.
Well, $25 for the carpenters, yeah, but then that other $25.
What other $25?
That $25 a day is costing us not to open up. I doggy, that's $50 a day, and we just can't afford it.
Lom and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Blue Cross is speaking. This is the Blue Network.